Hey guys, welcome back to Royal Cast, and in this brand new episode, I promised you guys that I was gonna do it every week. I'm doing that right now. So, this week we're gonna talk about heartbreak, self-acceptance, and just overall body image in our heads. Because I think a lot of people are going through either body dysmorphia, or like just accepting their self and their body how they supposed to be. Like, everyone has different shapes and sizes, everybody has different colors, everything, and all of that is fucking beautiful. And yeah, we're just gonna start talking about this right now. So, heartbreak. Heartbreak has been like the number one thing that a lot of people go through. Heartbreak could be in different aspects, relationships with parent or a partner or a friendship. Anything is possible. So, heartbreak is something like really difficult to go through. Like, I've been in multiple heartbreaks in different aspects, from family to friendships to relationships, and each one is more difficult than the fucking other. And I was the past year like going through kind of like a heartbreak, but like my mindset was already in that state that the relationship was definitely over, but I couldn't wrap my head around to literally end it, which was a little bit difficult. But once I did end it and dropped it, it hit me like, it was like a mix of emotions. I was heartbroken because I was deeply into this relationship, but certain things did not happen. And the other part of me was a little bit of relieved, like a fresh air feeling that I was just free from the relationship. Because at the end of the day, if I really sit here and say, well, the relationship was 100% good, it wasn't. It was a little bit more of like toxic, not manipulative, but toxic vibes. It wasn't there. Like, I just wasn't there for it anymore, because other situations that did happen. But like I said, I was mixed emotions with this breakup. It was literally very difficult at first. I would see myself crying for no reason, and I wonder why was I crying if I was feeling okay with this, because I was already broken up in my mind with this person but still with them. Yeah, come to realize that I really was into this person, but certain things happened that made me fall out of the relationship a while ago. And it's difficult because I do believe there's like different stages for different genders when they break up. Mostly the traditional one is basically the girls would be so heartbroken, will be crying on the floor, will be desperately just out of it, and then it would be like eating ice cream, chilling with friends, having girls' night out, and just getting over them, while the boys are the other way around. Yeah, that would be like 100% valid for some certain people, but certain people are different. Certain people could literally be crying out next day onto another person, which I don't agree with, like, going into another person, unless you just want to mess around and have the single life, go ahead. Take time for you, boo. Focus on yourself once you leave a whole relationship. But don't go into a next person with the next relationship when you didn't even handle the first relationship trauma you had. And, like, I always tell all of my friends is, once you break up with someone, focus on yourself. Focus on your self journey, because nobody's going to love you the way you love yourself. if you do not love yourself and you start to depend on someone else, it's gonna be kind of hard for that person to love you in any certain way. So always focus on your self journey. Even if the heartbreak is so bad, focus on yourself. Love yourself first. I know heartbreak is so hard. I know it hurts really bad. From experience, I understand the whole feeling of not being worth it, not being enough, not doing this. Don't beat yourself up. Work on yourself 100%. Any relationship, the most important person in that relationship at the end of the day is yourself. If you do not love yourself, if you don't treat yourself, how is someone else going to do the same for you? We simply cannot depend on other people for self-acceptance, which is the other thing that I want to talk about. A lot of people depend on other people's acceptance instead of you accepting yourself. And it was hard a little bit when I was like younger, in my younger age, especially like through high school, through middle school, because you were younger and we always want to depend on someone. But once you get older, you kind of realize the only dependence and only acceptance that really matters is yourself. No one else. Because no one else understands your likes, how anything works in your mind, your body. It's all you. And you have to accept that within yourself and that you're fucking beautiful no matter what. No matter what the fuck you got going on, any acceptance within yourself is fucking beautiful. You accept everything. Your gray hairs, your body image, every little fucking bit in your whole entire being is the most fucking beautifulest thing ever. And like I said, it goes back to if you do not accept yourself, how do you expect other people to accept yourself? Because other people see you the way you see yourself. And at the end of the day, you want a stable relationship, you need to be selfish with yourself. Be happy within yourself. Show that person that, hey, you fucked up. Then I guess you fucked up with a good ass person because I'm a beautiful fucking person ever. If you gotta go in the mirror and say, tell yourself affirmations of how fucking beautiful you are, how good you are, and continue doing that until it grows into something that you actually believe in, go ahead. Do it. It might look crazy, but you know, if that helps you with your self-esteem, self-acceptance, everything else around you, go ahead, fucking do it. Because you deserve to fucking love yourself no matter who the fuck you are. And this thing with girls turning down girls, like, I really don't like it. Because at the end of the day, why are you putting down someone else? It just makes no sense to me. But, yeah, self-acceptance is a good thing to go. Like, you can journal down, you can do affirmations. There's a lot of books on it just for your self-acceptance journey and your self-care journey. Everything, well, yeah, kind of everything like tones down to like self-care and just different parts of you. Okay, so we're back. But continuing to the conversation. So basically now for body image and also self-acceptance isn't part of it also because now these standards, there's a lot of like beauty standards of body types and social media basically in the world. And I don't know why people put a standard on body image. Like, I get if you're like unhealthy in some certain aspect and it seems unhealthy, but love your body the way you are. Doesn't matter what shape or size you are, doesn't matter how the fuck you look, you're beautiful no matter what. And I do agree, there's some people who have beautiful bodies but bad personality. That is a definitely, that does it exist? But I'm talking to those people that think that their body image doesn't fit the standard of society right now. Break that fucking mold. Break it. Because there shouldn't be no fucking standards according to who. Because at the end of the day, you were born the way you were born because you're fucking beautiful. And that's how you just, I would say, like, that's how God wants it. But there's different religions, and I'm a little bit more spiritual too, so that's how you were created, and that's how you are fucking beautiful. And you should be beautiful. Like, body image doesn't define anyone. Doesn't matter. If you want to lose weight, go ahead, girl, lose weight. But you're still fucking beautiful the way you fucking look. You want to fit into different clothes, styles, go ahead. Do you, boo. But you still look fucking beautiful with it. Or without it. Like, everyone is beautiful. That's what I'm trying to say. I want everyone to, like, accept themselves who they are, how they are. No matter what shape, size, color they fucking are. Because everyone has a beautiful interior. So, basically, yeah. It's, like, it tones down to self-acceptance on how you see yourself. Now, for people who have body dysmorphia, it's kind of a little bit hard. Because, like, I had, I was on TikTok, and some girl, she put on TikTok that basically, she told one of her friends that she had, that she felt a little bit overweight, chubby, but she was skinny. And her friend literally looked at her like all types of crazy and told her, you know, what the fuck are you talking about? And just disregarded that she probably does have body dysmorphia. Some people do have body dysmorphia without even knowing. And instead of comforting her, she literally just, I don't like demeaned her, but in a certain way made her feel even worse. And my thing is, we really have to tone down of, we don't know, like, we could be friends, but we don't know what kind of mental illness we have or kind of mental issues, whatever you want to call it. And we shouldn't disgrace someone or demean someone because, oh, what are you fucking talking about? Like, you look good. Like, the fuck? No, you should ask them, like, hey, do you think you have body dysmorphia? Because you look great. You look fine. Be friendly. Be honest. Be genuine. Be authentic. Just be a friend. Don't demean your friend because your friend is saying something and you slightly don't agree with it. Because you wouldn't like someone to do that to you. So, I felt some type of way when she said that in the TikTok. And I'm like, what? Those are the friends that you really do not need in your life at all. And, like, I saw another TikTok where it revolves around, like, friends. And it was this guy who said, you lost the friends because those friends only got to know the unhealing part of you. And that shit hit me like a brick. Like, anyone who was in my life that is gone literally only knew the unhealing part of me. And the people that have come into my life are going to know. Well, right, I'm still in my journey of healing mentally, emotionally, and physically. So those people who are in my life are knowing the part of me that is healing. And those are the people that 100% will stay in your life. Whoever left does not mean to be, it's not meant to be in your life at all. They were toxic, they were manipulative, they're negative, their energy wise is not for you. And yeah, it probably is gonna hurt because that best friend that you had for a long time is not your best friend, and you guys had a whole history, which is kind, is understandable. It's fucking understandable. But at the end of the day, if they're gone, they're gone. They weren't meant for you in your life. They only meant for when you were unhealed of your trauma. Now that you're focusing on yourself and being selfish with yourself and healing from those past trauma emotionally, physically, mentally, They don't need that special being of you. They never did need that special being of you. They probably gave you more trauma. To be honest, some friendships do give more trauma than actual light in your life. And sometimes those were not good for you and they exit out your life because you don't need it. Because you found your worth, you found your self-acceptance, you found that healing yourself within was way much better than just sticking around and going by the same cycle. And that was me for a while. Like, high school-wise, I had good friends and I have had bad friends. Some of those friends are not in my life anymore. And I really realized that maybe they were not meant to be in my life. They were meant to just see the unhealing part of me. Relationships that I literally just ended literally was meant to see the unhealing part of me. That person literally wasn't trying to, not like she wasn't, well, they weren't trying to, but I felt like it was their way or no way in a certain aspect, or it was just they were being selfish within themselves. And yeah, I can say that they were trying to like make it better, they were trying to make an effort and everything, but then it just wasn't it. And yeah, relationship ends and heartbreak fucking hurts like a fucking bitch. But it's also a lesson to do better for yourself. Be selfish with yourself. Set more boundaries for yourself and whoever your next partner is. It's lessons that we fucking learn in life that we just, you know, need to deal with it. It hurts like a bitch. But if you're just sitting in your fucking couch bed laying down listening to fucking sad music and ice cream, you're really not doing anything for yourself. When you go to a heartbreak, try to distract yourself as much as possible. I give you like a day or two. I get like get a day or two crying, letting it out and everything. But after those 2 days, I think people should go out and distract themselves. Like, have some fucking fun. You're fucking single. Yeah, your heart hurts. But have a fucking adventure. Go and do what the fuck you want. Go do the fucking craziest shit that you always wanted to do, but you couldn't do because either your partner was scared of it or didn't want to do it, and so you stopped yourself from doing it because they didn't want to do it. That's another thing. In relationship, I don't know why a lot of us do that. That if our partner doesn't want to do certain things that we want to do, we just stop it. Now, do it, relationship or not. You your own being. You your own self. Go ahead and fucking do that shit. I don't know why a lot of people do that. It just makes no sense to me. It always made no sense to me. If you want to go bungee jump and your partner says, fuck no, go bungee jump yourself. They could cheer you on the fucking floor. I will never do that in my life. I would do like the one that it's in like inside tube thing. I've seen a lot of those. I want to do that. Probably gonna do that soon. Because summertime is coming. It's kind of a weird summertime. I feel like it's gonna be a colder summertime. I don't know why, but I do feel like it's gonna be a colder summertime. Due to the fact that we are fucking in spring and it's fucking freezing balls and I'm still wearing a fucking coat. And it's like the bipolarness of this fucking weather. It's either too hot one day, cold the next, warm one day, hot another. And it's like, make up your motherfucking mind which season we are in. Because clearly the cold does not want to fucking go. And if it's this cold right now in spring, imagine in summertime. It's either going to be freezing cold or fucking blazing, melting hot. And I don't got time for hotness. I really don't. I like my birthday in the summer, but I just don't like the weather. It all shit. And my thing is, like, a lot of people confuse the weather in different, like, places. Like, you guys have a ch- like people from my country in DR are like, you guys have the best summer and all this. No we don't. It's fucking blazing hot. Y'all forgot we have tall ass motherfucking buildings that make it more hot. In DR, you could go under a fucking tree and literally you'll be having a whole breeze. Here, you go on a fucking tree, you still blazing hot, sweating balls and shit. Like, ain't nobody got time for that. I'd rather be in DR for summer than be here because it's so fucking desperately hot. Especially like those glass buildings radiate so much heat that it's just too much. I'd rather be in like warm, cold, chill places. But like blazing hot is not for me. It's not. And I heard also like this year for summer, the government is going to like send free ACs to everyone so they can have cool summers. Which finally, it took how long it fucking took y'all to give us free ACs? Like, weather is no fucking joke. And it took y'all this long to give us free ACs for the fucking summer. It took y'all this long. Yeah, okay. While we here dying, like, a couple people... I know a couple people did pass away due to the heat. Last year, it was a blazing hot in August that they had, like, little cart machines where you could, like, just chill for a little bit, walk through it, and you'll be A-okay. But free ACs to your house should have been done a long time ago because it's fucking hot as balls in this fucking place. Yeah. Ugh, can't wait for summer. I really want to travel, but now everything is, like, rising up again, and I'm literally just over it. I'm just done. Like, every single day there's a new virus, there's a new containment, there's a new rising shit. I'm just over it at this point. Live your life to the fullest, but precautions. I don't be around a lot of people. That's a hold up. I was gonna go somewhere where, like, there was a concert and stuff. Yeah, that's a whole dub. That was a whole motherfucking dub for that. Because I don't got time for that. People in Coachella, I wanted to go to Coachella so bad. Like, guys, you do not understand. I wanted to travel so bad. Because I always travel every fucking year. But I haven't been traveling for 4 fucking years. And I'm, like, dying to travel. And I was supposed to go to fucking Paris next year, but ain't nobody got time with the fucking war that they having because Mr. Putin is in his fucking moods. Like, boy, I'm trying to travel to Paris to have a whole fucking YOLO life and you over here trying to ruin my shit. Like, ugh. And I feel so bad for the people who live there. Like, why? Just like, why? Scratch the traveling part because I want to travel, but people are suffering and dying because of this man. And we are just here. This man needs to be gone. Adios. Because he's doing way too much, one of his little moods. But, yeah. I wanted to travel some more, so hopefully by next year I can travel somewhere because I miss traveling. I miss going to Cali, to be honest with you. Cali was a shit. I'm not saying about the earthquake shit, we're not doing that, but I love traveling, so hopefully next year we can do some traveling and have some fun. Oh, and other news, I just released a book on Amazon. You guys can go catch it. I'll be in the description, so you can go ahead, if you have Kindle, like the little Kindle books, which I am debating to buy one myself because it's like a portable book with you, and I heard you can do the Audibles too, so I'm debating on getting that. Like, slightly debating. That's like one of my things that I want right now. But if you want, it's on Kindle and also paperback book on Amazon. I'll put it in the description below. Is basically poetry from shit that I was going through, and I was kind of putting it into a song form, but I decided to just put it also into a book. So Yeah, it's already released. I'm working on two other ones, which will take a little bit of time, but hopefully soon I can finish one more and post it on Amazon. So you can go ahead and catch it there. That's about it. It is raining and pouring and breezy and cold right now in New York. Literally, I was drenched coming home from work. Literally. Drenched. And that's some fucking cold ass water outside. I had a fucking sweater. Don't. It was just too much. And it's, I think, raining again this whole other week. Ugh. Annoying. But, yeah. I think this will be it for the conversation. We did a lot of in self-acceptance, body image, and also heartbreak, weather. We did a lot of today. Interesting. I like doing these like one-on-ones because I feel like I'm talking to you guys in a sense, just speaking to you. But yeah, I hope you guys can break the cycle of your heartbreak, focus on yourself, your self-acceptance, your self-image, your self-body, and my TV just turned off by itself. Creepy as fuck. But yeah, I hope you guys can check out my book on Amazon and break the fucking mold. That's the standard should be broken, period. That's all I need to say. But yeah, I catch you guys every Wednesday at 11. And deuces.